Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season... We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand back. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? Welcome back for another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And got a special Bills Mafia special, Buffalo Bills special guest today. One of my former teammates, Fred Jackson. And I still say, and maybe he's not underrated to a lot of guys, but he's not talked about, in my opinion, not talked about enough. And how great of a running back he was, man, and coming and playing with LaDainian Tomlinson all those years and going out and watching Fred work. It was a treat, man. A grinder. Dude had the best balance of any running back I've ever seen or I ever got a chance to play with. It was so damn hard to bring him down and worked every day, man. It was crazy. So we get a chance to talk about the teams that we had. Also beating the Patriots and how crazy it was. So now, and we beat them in 2011. And now watching the Bills play and how crazy that city would be if they won the AFC Championship game and then went to the Super Bowl. And how terrible it would be because the fans are not going to be there to enjoy it. So always hold a special place in my heart, man, that the Buffalo Bills fans and the city of Buffalo really appreciate how always supported and treated me out there. And I always show that love back. So one of the best to ever do it, man. Bills Mafia, Buffalo Bills legend, Fred Jackson. What's up, my dude? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. It's been a while, dude. I'm looking at everybody. I talked to Eric Wood last week. I did his podcast. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Cowboy. You know, I still talk, Stevie. Yeah. But it's crazy, man, because it seemed like so long ago that, I came out there. I was with the Chargers, most of my career, and I came out there. And I still tell people to this day, man, I've never been to Buffalo. I didn't know nothing about nothing out there. And they claimed me off of, off of the waivers, basically. Yeah. So I'm thinking it's New York, right? I got no idea what, Buffalo is New York to me. That's all I know is New York. Mm-hmm. So I got on a plane. At first, I wasn't going to come. No. And Buddy Nix was like, you're coming. Yeah. And if you don't come, we're going to find you $10,000 a day. I said, buddy, I'll come back out there after the season. But I think at the time, you guys were like 0-6. So, you had a rough season, like 0-6, yeah. Something like that. And I said, buddy, I got right after the season, whoever I go to right now, let me just get a chance to go to the playoffs. I'll come visit you. You'll be the first visit I take right after the season. He said, Sean, I don't care. You coming out here. And if you don't come out here, it's going to be $10,000 a day. And I said, all right, cool. And I called Russ. I said, Russ, send me that plane. But no, I got out there and I had on Jordan shorts and a sweatshirt and flip flops because that's what I had on in San Diego.
Yeah.
And boy, I ain't never seen so much snow before in my life. It was like 2 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. I got off the jet. I couldn't even see them, Buddy Nixon, Russ, and everybody at the end, Doug, at the end of the runway. Because it was a blizzard. And I came in there. I think all y'all were gone. But the first person I seen was Stevie.
Yeah.
And I had a real heart-to-heart, man, good conversation. My first time meeting Stevie. And then I met all you guys. And I was like, man, this is cool as hell because you never really know what to expect when you've been one organization so long and you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we had a squad, man. I tell people that the team, and I still to this day, I tell people when I talk about Buffalo, my time there, I'm like, we won a lot of games in with the Chargers, but I came and looked at the team. Kyle Williams, Fitzy was playing crazy. Stevie Johnson,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kelsey. It was stacked out there with guys, and I just didn't understand, man. Like, why everything wasn't better?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you look at the teams, we had a squad.
Yeah, and I to this day still try and figure that out. I'm looking at how well these guys are playing this year. And, I look at it and I think what happened to us is we had a tremendously talented team, like you said, but when we had guys get hurt in key positions,
yep,
we didn't have the depth that these guys have, and it came back to bite us in the ass, three, four times a year that year.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I look back at it and I say the what ifs, if we'd have all just stayed healthy, which is, you know, asking for a lot in the NFL. But if we all could have stayed healthy, what we would have been able to do, it would have been a lot of fun to be a part of.
Man, and, you know, so I'll get to, you know, the team and they got now, but, and I'll tell you that when we did and when everybody was healthy, you couldn't tell me nothing. I thought for sure that we're going to run a table against everybody.
Yeah. I mean, we were lights out.
Yeah.
I mean, for a reason. We were out there making plays, cracking heads, winning football games. And it just took one injury at one position. And as soon as that happened, the wheels just fell off. We tried to overcompensate with another position, get hurt there. And it was a lot of fun, but the what ifs about that seasons or those seasons, you know, couple of seasons, where it was just like, man, we could have done a lot more with what we had in that building.
Do you design, engineer, build, or maintain buildings in California? Do you want to gain more knowledge about energy efficiency or learn what's new with electrification? Each year, PG&E Energy Centers offer more than 500 free online classes. Get a competitive advantage when you learn from industry experts through live webinars or over 80 on-demand classes. Fuel your career by enrolling at pge.com/training.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're right, dude. And it was crazy because, and I'm bringing the Chargers up because I look at the teams very similar. And we got, certain guys in certain positions, whatever. But if you look across the board, it was very similar to what I had. But also what was different, and I never experienced this, was the fans.
Yeah.
You know, people came to our games when I played for the Chargers because we won a lot of games. But that love that was in Buffalo was a different type of love, something that I'd never seen before because, when I got there, it was like, the team was like 0-6, 0-7, and the fans, the stadium was still packed.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Bills Mafia through and through. They support no matter what. You know, you talk about lifelong fans that have been there since they were going to four straight Super Bowls, and then they come to, like you said, we started out that season, 1-6, 1-7, whatever it was, and it's still the same people filling up those stands that are teaching their kids. By the time they're, 1 year old, they're sitting in the stands with them, and it could be 4 feet of snow out on the ground. We are 6-9 going into the final game of season, and we can still expect 70,000 people to be in those stands.
And that's what was so crazy to me. And, being on the West Coast the whole time, you walking on the street and people like stopping, asking for pictures. I'll be on a little date or something like that with a chick or doing something. And you got somebody like trying to record you secretly from the corner or jumping out the bushes, TMZ. So you always had that. I remember when I first got out there to Buffalo and I'm walking down the street, nobody stopped me from pictures, but people across the street was like, yo, what's up, Lights? And kept it moving.
Yeah.
Like they were a second or third cousin. Like I knew them forever. And it was, like I said, man, it was just a different, family vibe out there with the support. And I always say that I believe, in my opinion, the Buffalo has the best fans in football.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt. And speaking on that, what you just said, it always gets me in trouble because I'll be walking down the street and somebody will come up to me and they'll be like, hey, what's up, Fred? Yeah, man, I know. I just saw Braden doing this and that.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I saw Jade doing this and that, and then they take off, and they be like, dap me up and take off. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I know this person like we've been cool forever, or if this is just a random fan, because that's how they treat you. They treat you like you family, and you've known them for all your life, and that's just how they kick it out there.
What you think the difference is now, the team that they have? Because obviously we had some stars, like some bona fide dogs when we played, and we was back there in that time, and you know even before when you played, before I got there. What you think the difference is outside of the depth, right? Than the teams and how they've been able to figure this thing out? Because you know, like I said, I look back at the teams that we had, and you're like, man, we should have easily been 10-6 or 11-5 or something like that every year.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, they say players play and coaches coach, but I think when you look at what the whole front office from top down, from Brandon Bean to McDermott to Dable to Frazier, all those guys, and you know the position guys, the position coaches, they scheme whoever it is that they play really, really well. And you see one week is one guy that's making – one week is Cole Beasley making 12 catches for 150 yards. The next week it's Diggs. Diggs has been consistently putting up numbers. But then you have John Brown come in. Then you have Singletary. Then you have, you know, Moss. I think they do such a tremendous job going in with a different game plan every week. Last week, you think Lamar Jackson is going to be obviously the focal point on the defense, which had been struggling in run, as a run defensive unit as a whole.
Right.
And you think, okay, Baltimore, the number one rushing team in the league, is going to come in and they're just going to try and grind the ball down the Bills' throat, which is, if you're the number one rushing team in the league, that's what you want to do anyway. They had everything so schemed up, whether it was Poyer or Hyde coming down and being a gnat to Jackson that they couldn't get all that going. I think the coaching staff just does a tremendous job putting those guys in the right situations and scheming up ways to stop people on defense and make and get all their playmakers, whoever it is, involved on offense. And when you have a team like that that's built the way that this team is built, it allows you to make a lot of plays.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
No, no doubt. I don't know if you remember what happened. We played the Patriots. It was in, 2011? I think it was in 11 or 12, when we beat them. You know, Tom Brady.
11, yep.
11. He threw four interceptions, and I never seen nothing like that before in the city. Remember how crazy? I mean, they went crazy. You would have thought we won a Super Bowl. You thought we won a Super Bowl, and I remember the city being shut down, and everybody was just outside. It was like a movie. Never seen anything like that before in my life. It's 100,000 plus people in the parking lot. I think it took me about two hours to get out the stadium.
Yeah.
What you think that thing's going to look like they go and win this game, end up going to the Super Bowl?
Man, look, I will pray for Buffalo. Look, I want them to win so bad. I want them to get to the Super Bowl, but I'm also – like in the back of my mind, I just know how bad not being able to experience it like they would want to is going to hurt the city, but how they'll be so ecstatic on the other hand, because they eat, breathe, sleep, drink Buffalo Bills. So it will mean the world to those guys if, I mean, these guys are capable of doing it. If they go on, get to the Super Bowl and, you know, have a chance to win that, the city's going to be shut down for a month. They're going to have to shut down for a month.
Oh, I said the same thing. And that's what, to me, what sucked the most out of it, because they're having one of their best years.
Yeah.
You know, since the 90s, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans, dude, the fans aren't even able to come and experience that. That, like, to me, that's tragic.
It is. It's tragic, and I also jokingly, I'm also like, man, I know how crazy Bills Mafia is when we're, like I said, when we're 5-11. I can't imagine what that parking lot would be like in the AFC Championship game right now pregame. Like, I just can't imagine or fathom what it would be like, because I know that, I mean, the nation would run out of tables. There would be no condiments left anywhere in the nation, because all of it will be in Orchard Park, New York, at the Bills Stadium.
Dude, I joked around because the Chargers played the Bills a couple years ago. You know, two teams, they're playing against each other. So I was going to go out there, and I was about to put through tables. I had a whole parking lot rented out, right? They said, Sean, you could do it here. So they rented me out, got the permit, got everything set. And I'm talking about right at, like, 2 days before my flight, I was about to before I flew out there, the Bills had called me and they said, hey, can you not do that? And this and this, we're trying to, I said, there's no, you can stop me from doing it. And, you know, of course I'm a respect the organization and show love if they call me, but you're not going to stop 50 plus thousand people, 100,000, like, that's their thing. Yeah. That's their thing. And it ain't never going away. And quite frankly, it's kind of showing the country, the rest of the country, on how the Bills fans roll.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they get down. I remember just pulling into the stadium, and the closest thing I can remind me of is a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you know, for this is not something we experienced this, you know, and this is just how they've always been. Like, it's just now being brought to the national forefront just because how well this team is doing. But man, I cannot imagine what that city will be like. They win this game and get to the Super Bowl. They're going to have to fly some helicopters in or something and keep an eye on it, because that city's going to be crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, they go to the Super Bowl, I'm flying my ass out there, somebody going through a damn table. I don't care what the organization think. I don't care how mad the NFL is at me. I don't care. I'm flying my ass out there because, you know, it's just – my short time there, I can't even stop talking about it, because it's like a place that you attach to forever. You don't even have to be there no more. I don't know. And I mean, obviously I know Diggs. He went to Maryland and stuff like that. I know a couple of the guys, but I didn't play for that team. But for some reason, I always feel attached to that organization, attached to the city, because that's just what it do to you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's and that's the thing about it. It doesn't matter where you are in the nation. You know, you step foot in Buffalo, those guys are going to treat you the same way, no matter what. Like you're one of the current guys playing. And that's always how Bills Mafia has gotten down. You know, I was blessed. I spent 9 years in that organization, you know, walking the streets with those fans. And you just feel like you're right at home whenever you're amongst them.
Dope, man. Hey, well, I'm going to let you go ahead and get up out of here. I know you got some stuff to do. Oh, yeah. I appreciate you, man. Hey, we had some good time. Hey, and you know, I'm going to bring up this last thing.
Yeah.
Used to go and wrestle everybody in the locker room, right? I used to sit back and laugh, because I was waiting for that one day you came over and tried. You grabbed everybody else, was taking guys to the ground, and I said, one day Fred going to come over and try to grab me. And I was waiting on it. You never did, but you was always wrestling dudes in the locker room.
Yeah, I ain't grabbing you, man. You was always that crazy dude. I was like, Sean might actually snap on me, man, for real. So I'm going to just leave him alone. I'm going to just kind of sit back and do my thing with these dudes. I know he like to flip that switch every now and then, and I don't need to be on the other side of that. So that's why I never grabbed you.
Hey, my dog, man, I appreciate you. We're rooting for them boys this weekend.
Yes, sir. All day, every day.
All right, my dude, take it easy.
No problem, man. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it for listening in again to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. That was dope. That was really dope for me. You know, Fred to me was always like one of the unsung heroes. This dude worked. And it was a lot of TV games and stuff like that in Buffalo. So guys wasn't talked about enough, but he's definitely one of the guys that should still to this day be talked about. And how special the city of Buffalo and the Bills Mafia fans were to all of us. Rooting like hell for my guys this upcoming weekend. And also to get a championship, because we know how important that is to the city. And we wish that the Buffalo Bills fans, Bills Mafia, was able to experience it. But we are rooting in spirit. So thanks again, man. I appreciate you guys listening in. Keep leaving those great reviews. And subscribe. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week with another hot one.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.